Last words on the Great Exhibition in Reynolds' newspaper, October the 12th, 1851. Sir, a few more words on that monster bubble, that princely imposition, that gigantic humbug. The exhibition of 1851 now passed away, leaving naught but disappointed anticipations, commercial distress, and a vast amount of misery and ruin behind. As a show, no one could dispute its excellence, its grandeur, and its magnificence. But the lamentable results of this display are already felt, and will prove yet more fatal to the industry and commerce of this country than any event which has occurred since the peace of 1815. The people have flocked in thousands and tens of thousands to view the spectacle prepared for them. And, as a Leeds newspaper lately informed us, the people have likewise pawned their watches by bushel loads for the purposes of defraying their transport to and from the metropolis. Property pledged in the summertime is not likely to be redeemed in winter, and unless some friendly social revolution materially alters the financial position of the working classes, the stocks of pawnbrokers will, in 1852, be essentially augmented by the forfeited pledges of exhibition sightseers. One word in conclusion on the now defunct exhibition. If it hath been the means of inviting unnecessary competition to the country, if it has taken the money from the pockets and the bread from the mouths of our working classes, if it has filled the pawn shops and deprived the humble hearth of its humble ornaments, there is nevertheless one single redeeming fact traceable in its existence. We have satisfactorily demonstrated to the whole world that they who enjoy the riches, the comforts, and the luxuries of life are exactly those who cannot contribute one iota to the production of the very things they have monopolized. Gracchus.